Welcome to No Duct Tape, the podcast that celebrates the strength in vulnerability and empowers you to embrace your authentic self. I'm your girl Ify, your guide through this transformative exploration of personal stories and growth. How can we create a safe and open space for everyone to thrive and be their best selves? What does it take to overcome societal expectations and speak up with unveiling conviction? Well, together we'll peel back the layers of experiences, uncovering the wisdom gained from our unique paths. Are you ready to embrace vulnerability and unlock the boundless possibilities that await you? Let's embark on this extraordinary adventure of self-discovery and personal empowerment. Studies have shown reading is always a step up. It's always an elevation from where you are right now to where you envision yourself to be in the future. Let's tap into reading and making ourselves better beings on a day-to-day basis. When we read, whether it's being about National Geographic things, or you're reading with how to cook, or, you know, just someone's autobiography, whatever it is that you want to learn, it is always better to elevate yourself to a different level. I'm your girl Ify, and this is No Duct Tape. Welcome to yet another episode, and this is Read to Elevate. I know it's a little bit cliche, or rather a bit boring for others when it comes to regards of reading, but let me just give you a disclaimer. I love reading personally, and I like learning because, you know, learning the next step, or, you know, just bettering myself, for instance. It's always better to be in better standing. And I'm always trying to elevate myself in that level. How do I do that? Well, I read. I read everything. I read books. I read novels. I read fairy tales. You know, I've watched over the years my mom read, you know, and let me tell you something. She will read explicit books and, you know, it's weird for me, but, you know, it's always better to read about whatever it is that you find interesting. It could be explicit, it could be boring for other people, but it's always better to put yourself in better standing with understanding how the society works, especially in regards to how you want to communicate, how you want to talk. You know, I would always say that it is better to inspire the next person in regards to how you hold yourself in regards to speech. Always know how to construct a sentence properly, or how you hold yourselves in regards to how you speak. And, you know, I think it opens a door to people trying to, you know, ask you questions. How do you know A, B, and C? I watch a lot of series, actually, and I like doctor series. So something like Grey's Anatomy, or New Amsterdam, or, you know, Chicago Med. But all these things teach me something different, and they always encourage me to go back to the internet and always just figure out, what is a thoracotomy, or what is cardiac arrest? How does it work? And, you know, let me tell you, that actually puts you in a better standing. You can have a conversation with anyone and everyone. A did you know conversation. Did you know today I learned A, B, and C? Or did you know that cardiac arrest works like this? Or maybe you can even give advice to family member how they can better, you know, control their cholesterol or high blood pressure or whatever the case may be. So reading actually helps you, you know, better understand and better, you know, challenge yourself as a being. So when you have conversations with people, you're actually prone to understand whether or not these people actually read. It even goes as far as, you know, reading a simple tabloid or reading a status on Facebook. I think we are all, you know, prone to reading some statuses on social media, and it gives us a moment to better understand, okay, no, this is A, B, and C. This is how I can better myself. This is how I can have a conversation about this based on what I read on social media. Social media is a medium that gives opportunity to, you know, better words, or, you know, better sentence construction based on captions, based on reading maybe government social media platforms, for one, because I have a client actually that's always on my neck about grammar. Don't make this mistake, or don't do this, or don't do that. You know what I mean? But the nice thing about it is it elevates me, because I am able to find synonyms for certain words. Today we were looking for a synonym for regime, and because my superior was like, nah, the word regime is so, ugh, it's so outdated, it's a horrible word or whatever, you know, especially regards to tapping into Youth Month and trying to figure out how we can better commemorate the class of 1976. It's just something that I personally am interested in, but, you know, it holds a conversation with the old generation, you know, people that are 35 and up, or people in their 50s, 60s, whatever the case may be. I mean, our client is government. So you can imagine they want to tap into how apartheid was, how, you know, we got where we were, celebrating the class of 1976, celebrating Winnie Mandela, celebrating Mandela Month next month, you know, all these different things. And when you know, when you have a little bit of history, when you have a better understanding as to all these different things that we commemorate as South Africans, then you're better to have conversations with anybody. It doesn't matter who they are. It doesn't matter where they're from. It doesn't matter what they do. But let's say, for example, you're speaking to a brother or sister from another country. You're able to tell them about your history based on what you read. You see, you're in better standing because you better understand where you come from, where your country comes from, and it sparks up a conversation about history. History is what brings us together, for one. And history allows us to, you know, share different things from other different countries. So each country has their own history in regards to how blacks were treated back in the day. We have America with Juneteenth, I believe. And then obviously we have countries like Nigeria, they have their own history. You have Ghana, they have their own history. South Africa, apartheid, obviously, and all these different things. So those kind of conversations, I don't know, for me, with regards to wanting to learn better, wanting to understand better in regards to wording and everything, it puts me in better standing. I think I'm better at articulating myself. I mean, you can hear with how I speak that, girl, you read, you know, and then you also create opportunities for other people. And I mean it in regards to, we start a conversation and you start speaking about things that, you know, you're interested in, things that you find interesting. And someone is like, oh my gosh, how does this work? It starts a conversation. And, you know, it's a teaching moment for them. It's a teaching moment for me. It's a teaching moment for everyone. And with regards to anything that I learn, I'm able to also have a conversation with another person. So it is always better to articulate yourself well. I mean, we're always moving in a movement where we are applying for jobs. And, you know, jobs always want motivation letters. And in order to persuade the company that you're a great candidate, the way that you articulate yourself is very, very important. So, for example, with me, I love reading. I have a blog, of course. If you check my website, Untitled with Ify, you'll be able to find all my blogs. And my blogs stem from titles like Overwhelming Feeling or We Try, all these different things. And I speak about different things, like I create different opportunities. And the nice thing about it is I love reading. So I'm giving the next person an opportunity to do exactly that, to read. I always make sure with what I write that it's always relatable to the next person, because then it at least then creates, you know, a human element to what it is that I'm talking about. Everything that I talk about has to do with what I've learned or what I've experienced. I mean, with regards to my podcast right now, for example, it's always based on personal, you know, experiences. And I always encourage the next person to be able to share their story. I mean, my story is able to, you know, encourage you, or in the betterment of you, or to motivate you, to give you advice, to help you out. And that's what I've always been eager to do for the next person. I always want to elevate myself, and I would like to elevate the next person as well. And that's what reading does. It elevates one person. It elevates the next person, right? So in a nutshell, reading allows one to identify themselves and be in better standing, of course. And it also creates an element of how you carry yourself. When you make yourself better, when you ensure that you read, I think you're in better standing. I think you elevate yourself. I think you become a better person. You articulate yourself better. You carry yourself better. When you want to always be good or better at what you were yesterday, I mean, why wouldn't that be a great thing? You know, I mean, With regards to me, I went to government schools. I went to a government high school and primary school. I went to a private tertiary school, of course, and all the tertiaries that I went to actually were private. So I went to two tertiaries. I have three qualifications, obviously digital marketing, film and television, as well as radio broadcasting. So all these things have helped me in the person that I am, how I sound, how I articulate myself, the wording that I use. My mom always looks at me, and every time I'm speaking English, and she's like, my goodness, you are an amazing being. You speak so well, so profound. And when you get into the room, you carry yourself very well. And that's great. I mean, that's why I'm podcasting. I'm podcasting because I love speaking, and as well as I love, you know, sharing. So I'm not necessarily one for, you know, you looking at me. I don't like, you know, being in the forefront, you know, seeing my face and whatnot. I don't like being in front of the camera, if I'm going to put it in simple terms. But I'm a podcaster. I'm behind the mic. I want you to hear me. I want to articulate myself well. I want to, you know, stimulate a person properly, you know. And, you know, through words, how you speak, you are able to tap into a different mindset. You're able to tap into another part of a person. I mean, using words is how you arouse a person. I mean, you see through text, you would know whether or not you like a person based on how they say stuff. You send voice notes so that you can hear someone's voice and how they articulate themselves, how they speak. And I think that's how we connect as people. And also that's how a person can tell, okay, this person holds themselves well because they've read or whatever. That's how I've built my friendships. That's how I've built relationships. And it is always, like I said, important to stimulate yourself and making sure that you are in betterment with yourself. It's not about the next person. It's always going to be about you. So don't always try and figure out, oh my gosh, how's the next person going to receive me? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It has nothing to do with you. All right. So it's always good to open doors to relationships, whether it be in personal relationships, whether it be in friendships, whether it be in family ships. I always say with family, but just elevate. Just imagine sitting down with your family and sharing a simple story about what happened at work. Right. Now, imagine if I was sluggish and I just said, yeah, I went to work yesterday and my boss was screaming at me. That's not an interesting story for me to listen to. But if I'm in better standing and I'm like, wow, I walked into the office and I realized looking at my boss that she was very angry with me. And I remembered that, oh my gosh, yesterday I didn't submit things on time. You know, I know that my boss is not relieved or pleased with that. And I need to better myself by ensuring that I submit work on time. Deadlines are imperative. Imagine wording. Wording is important. What you say, how you say it, it's always, always important, right? You don't want to look incompetent, but you want to be competent. You want to be, you know, it's imperative for you to make sure that you are content with how you speak. And in order for that, you need to read. My 80 plus year old grandmother reads, and she likes reading magazines. She's always interested in what the magazine does or what a magazine says about specific things. She would call me and she would ask me, what does this word mean? And I would tell her, because my grandmother, I mean, she's petty, so English words are a bit, you know, a bit much for her. But she always is on some, what does this word mean? How is it? And et cetera, et cetera. And it's always important for me that if she understands what the word means, and then I know that tomorrow we're going to have a conversation about it and laugh about it. But she also likes scrolling through DSTV channels. I mean, at the bottom of a DSTV channel, there's always names of programs. And she would always be interested in knowing, okay, no, this program is about this. She even knows based on the title, based on the fact that we've had conversations about this. So you see what I mean? It sparks up a conversation and it builds relationships, and it also helps you, you know, surround yourselves with better beings. So I'm going to encourage you. Let's read to elevate, you know, let's read to be in a better standing. Let's read so that we can be future leaders of our country, and let's always read. And that allows us to be, again, in better standing in the world. Imagine you teach your kids or your nieces or your nephews, you know, about certain things. Imagine generations to come, if they were to read, how it would be, you know, to have conversations with them. I mean, my goodness, reading is great, guys. I mean, reading it's comprehensive. Like, it's amazing to read. I'm looking at graduates each and every day, and people graduate with 11 distinctions or 25. I have a friend who's graduated with so many distinctions, and even though we didn't start school at the same time, but we're the same age, he has such great accolades because it's not about time, but it's about the effort that you put into whatever it is that you put in, right? Which brings me to today's challenge. I want to challenge you to be in betterment with yourself. Let's tap out of reading for a minute. Let's start a hashtag elevation, right? So it can be whatever, whether it being reading, whether you learning a new skill. Let's tap into learning a new skill. So the hashtag is learning a new skill to elevate. Let's do that. Hashtag learning a new skill to elevate, and share what is this new thing that you learned to elevate yourself. Whether it be you read a novel from start to finish, whether you learned how to ride a bicycle, whether it is you learn a new language. I mean, it could be Mandarin, it could be Spanish, it could be whatever. You see, already now you're tapping into other countries, having conversations with other people, right? So let's do something different. You know, learn Braille. I mean, I want to learn Braille. I want to learn, sign language. These are the things that I'm interested in. So let us do that. Let's hashtag learning something new to elevate, and let's start that movement. It would be a great contribution to generations to come. It would be a great contribution to generations to come if they were to see that there's a hashtag that allows you to learn something new to elevate. So let's start that. Let's start a community. Let's start a movement. Let's start it on social media. Hashtag learn something new to elevate, and let's learn something new to elevate. You can share it, whatever it is, all of it. I encourage you. It is important to ensure that we're in better standing with ourselves and the communities that we live in. And also try and build new generational wealth in regards to knowledge, whether it comes to finances, whether it comes to socioeconomic, contributions, whatever it may be. Let us always ensure that we are elevating, we are growing, we are learning, and we are putting everything in our power to ensure that everything we do is important. Let me just say that. Everything we do is imperatively important. So I look forward to this challenge, and I look forward to how it's going to contribute to the society that we are in right now. Whatever country that you are, hashtag learn something new to elevate, and let's make this movement count, right? I know that you want to be a part of it, and I will be a part of it. I will share my bit. If you share your bit, let's start a community. It is always imperative to make sure that our way in which we live our lives is a reflection of all the things that we want to always attract in our lives. Positivity attracts positivity, attracts a positivity, attracts positivity. And we're always going to be in better standing. We're going to be elevated, and we're going to create generational growth in regards to anything that we put our minds to. So let's do this together. I encourage you, and I urge you. Let us do this together. Hashtag learn something new to elevate. I'm your girl Iffy. This is No Tuck Tape, and I'm looking forward to this challenge. Ciao. Thank you for joining us on this thought-provoking episode of No Duct Tape, where we've explored the importance of creating a safe, open space for personal growth and empowerment. I hope you were inspired to embrace vulnerability, to speak up, and to take steps forward, becoming the best version of yourself. Remember, your story has the power to impact others and create positive change. Join us again next time as we continue to uncover the untold stories and amplify diverse voices. Together, let's build a community where authenticity and acceptance reigns. Until then, keep sharing, keep growing, and keep shining your light. Thank you for tuning in. I'm your girl, Iffy. Ciao. No Duct Tape. Embracing vulnerability and building an inclusive community.